Let's move on to our next question about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public record law requires open access to village records for all citizens. However, getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, information packets given to village trustees in open session sometimes include documents that visitor packets don't have. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized. How do you propose making village records as freely available as possible to the public?
On the first part of that, as far as the providing packets to the audience, I do understand why they don't print up, you know, a dozen full-blown board packets, because quite truthfully, very rarely do people come to the meetings. Now, I certainly don't think printing one or two extra full packets without the closed session material would be out of line. The first time when I was on the board, if somebody in the audience wanted something that was in the board packet, Judd Vandenhabel would hand his over and he would look at mine with me. I mean, it's a fairly easy fix, but yeah, I think they should provide one or two extra full packets there. I mean, they're printing them up anyway. Mm-hmm. On the contracts, I agree completely. There's no reason bids and awarded contracts can't be posted on the website, and they should be. I mean, there's a lot of questions people have on why this contractor was or wasn't awarded, especially if you don't go with low bid, which they very rarely don't go with, but there are times where you make exceptions, and that should be clear. First and foremost, to close, meetings have to stop. I talked to a former board member that was on with me in the turn of the century, and we couldn't remember more than one a month. It was a rarity to have a closed session. I, for the life of me, don't understand what this staff is requiring that takes sometimes over an hour at these meetings to discuss with the board. You know, I hear when you try to have input, they'll say, well, you can't micromanage the board or the staff. But when it's a time, it seems when it's time for a really tough decision, then we run into closed sessions over and over again. And I just can't possibly understand what is, it's rare not to have a closed session nowadays. I don't know what is going on in them, and I don't know what's driving them. It's got to stop, though.
Yes, and there are some contracts where negotiations should be kept secret for a time. The public employee union contract is one example recently. There are also developer contracts where developers come and pitch an idea directly to the board, and some of those make sense. What you're saying, though, about these long closed sessions, hours in length, one of the things you said was that you should only have maybe one a month or less. That would still be a dozen a year, and some people even think that a dozen a year are too many. This is a tough question, but how do you draw the line between having a closed session so that you're not talking about in public about private information, especially contracts with developers and the like, or exploratory discussions, and the kind of closed sessions that we seem to get into from time to time, where it's every meeting and there's an hour or an hour and a half of closed session?
Well, I don't recall in my previous term that the village board ever got into negotiating with the public union. They had their lawyer, we had ours, and basically those two sides knew where they were going to end up. They generally reach that place, and we would be presented a contract offer from the union that we were fairly sure they were going to accept. And other than maybe one glaring problem that we would have a disagreement with, it was rare. We usually were brought a contract that was ready for approval. And I don't know if that's changed by who's negotiating them or how it's being negotiated, but the village board didn't sit down with representatives from the union and bargain in closed session. We were brought the final contract offer. The developer agreements, I would think 90% of that would be done with staff in the staff's offices between them and their lawyers or the developers. And when you had something very close, you would bring it for discussion and move on with it. Because I don't know what's going on in the closed sessions, I can't say if that's something we used to debate in open session or not. What does seem a little surprising is you can have hour-long closed sessions and not have a result of that closed session posted in any following minutes, which is what happens in these development agreements or these meetings that you have. At some point, you need to inform the public of what was accomplished in those closed sessions. They can't just stay closed and then say, here we are. So, again, without having been in them, I don't know what they're discussing in them. But for some reason, I agree, 12 a year is too many, and we thought maybe one a month. But, you know, it was usually personal evaluations, contracts, and that was it. Everything else was open.
Well, and the closed sessions tie back into the whole question about announcing contracts too. Have you given any thought to how you make contracts that are signed by the village public, like an announcement of every contract or some such thing?
I would think that the website is the place to do it. I mean, you have links and tabs to just about anything. I don't know what big deal it would be to have a link to current contracts or current bids and recent signed contracts. And I don't know if you would necessarily have to make the contract available on the web, but if you knew it was there, you could go down to the village hall and request to see it. Now, I think, again, it's a technology thing that's fairly simple to do.
If it's just an announcement of the contract and the particulars about the contract, and then you can go down to the village offices and actually read the contract.
Correct.
If you want, that would seem to be fairly straightforward.
Most counties post that they have bids for let, and people can see what they're involved, and it'll say when you go back to check what day it's going to be posted. If it's going to be open on March 28th at 2 p.m., they will, within a week, show who was awarded the contract, and typically they'll show the tally sheet.